A Wisconsin-based company is paying $1.5 million worth of fines for violating child labor laws. It's Monday, February 20th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Danielle Kading reports on new federal funding for small communities in the state to address PFAS contamination. And Sarah Lear has a remembrance of former UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank, who passed away last Friday after a battle with cancer. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
A Wisconsin-based food sanitation company paid $1.5 million in financial penalties for illegally employing dozens of children. As Joe Schultz reports, authorities say the minors were exposed to dangerous conditions.
Federal investigators say at least 102 children between the ages of 13 and 17 worked for Grant County-based Packer Sanitation Services, Inc., or PSSI. They cleaned saws and other high-risk equipment at meat processing plants in 8 states. Jessica Lumen is with the U.S. Department of Labor. She says the company's actions were systemic.
PSSI's systems in many cases flagged that these children were too young to work, and yet they were still employed at these facilities.
Lumen says the department believes more children worked for the company than were discovered in the investigation. In a statement, the company said it no longer employs minors identified in the investigation. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee was recently awarded a federal grant worth $4.4 million for traffic safety improvements across the city. Those funds could be used to redesign streets, making it harder for reckless drivers to swerve in and out of traffic. Reckless driving causes numerous deaths and injuries in Milwaukee each year. One method to address the issue is adding speed humps, traffic circles, and curb extensions. But State Representative Bob Donovan says he wants to see stricter enforcement.
The real problem here, as I see it, is individuals who are behaving recklessly and committing crimes.
The city could also receive more money from the state, as Governor Tony Evers announced a $60 million plan to tackle the issue across Wisconsin. That plan includes $6.5 million to help pay for, quote, comprehensive driver education for economically disadvantaged students. Small and disadvantaged communities in Wisconsin may soon access around $25 million in federal grants to address PFAS contamination in drinking water. As Danielle Kading reports, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced the funding through the infrastructure law.
The money will help communities with under 10,000 people that can't afford to finance projects. The towns of Peshtigo and Campbell have been grappling with PFAS pollution in private wells. Town of Peshtigo Chair Cindy Boyle says she's grateful there's a focus on small towns.
Communities that just have very limited resources and feel overwhelmed with, you know, where do you turn to try to be able to bring safe solutions to your residents.
Communities may use the grants to address PFAS in drinking water, test water in homes, and seek technical assistance. The state will work with them to provide information on eligible projects and a timeline for submitting applications. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers is asking state lawmakers to increase staffing in the agency that grants licenses for professions ranging from accounting to nursing. He recently submitted budget requests that would add at least 36 workers to more quickly process applications and help with customer service. Mark Herstand of the National Association of Social Workers says the staffing boost is badly needed to counter delays.
We have such a crisis in our mental health needs in Wisconsin, of course, nationwide. There's no excuse for the legislature not providing the department with the staff they need.
Evers' proposal is pending approval by the GOP-led legislature. Republican leaders have criticized the $100 billion two-year spending plan as fiscally irresponsible. And finally, Rebecca Blank, the former leader of UW-Madison, passed away on Friday at the age of 67. Sarah Lear has more on her life and legacy.
Blank led Wisconsin's largest university for nearly a decade before stepping down to become president of Northwestern University. But she had to leave that role before she officially started, after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. In an interview with WPR's The Morning Show last year, Blank said the university is on strong footing despite taking a hit to its reputation after a 2015 vote to remove tenure protections from state law.
The result in that year was that everyone around the country, having heard that Wisconsin had gotten rid of tenure, not true, came to raid our faculty.
UW Regents responded by adopting system-wide tenure policies. University officials are planning a memorial service for Blank. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crowe. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And don't forget, you can always find more news anytime at WPR.org. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.